Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with Mike Daniels, co-author of Names, Numbers, and Network Solutions, The Monetization of the Internet. He co-authored that with Dr. Robert Beister. Mike, the Global Internet Strategy Project, right? That's another project of yours, isn't it?
Right, Jim. That's one that we've worked with the American Enterprise Institute here in Washington on for the last couple of years. And why it ties into your book again and what we're talking about is our number one recommendation, Jim, was that the United States needed an overall strategic plan that was grounded in what we call the realities of cyberspace, rapid pace of change, importance of economies of scale, the extent to which it integrates in modern economies, cultures, political structures. And I'll give you three examples, Jim, and everybody on your program would hear them. We've got a situation where China, the ruler, has now gotten a life term.
Right. President Xi. He's now the equivalent to Mao.
An equivalent to Mao. And they have created the largest firewall to keep their people in the world of any country from getting information outside. Mm-hmm. This is more control than we've seen since the days of Stalin in Russia.
Yep.
So we've got that situation. And these people have been the number one nation state that has attacked America, has stolen our intellectual property, and has taken hundreds of billions of dollars of economic theft out of our economy.
Yep.
We've got a situation in Russia, which is on the news every single day. The Russians have been interfering in Western democratic elections for at least since the end of the Cold War, Jim. Mm-hmm. For anybody who doesn't understand that, we were in a Cold War with the Soviet Union for all of those years until the fall of the wall in 89.
Right.
They've never changed their approach. All this is using the digitization of the globe to now get into everybody's
election. We really are at war right now, aren't we, Mike?
Jim, we've been talking in Washington, those of us in the cyber world, for a good 5 years. We are in a global strategic cyber war. And anybody who doesn't understand that, they need to stop watching stuff on TV that is babble and trash and mm-hmm. useless stuff. We're not even getting the message in this.
I know. And there's no hyperbole. When you say war, you're talking about those kinds. You're talking about wartime stakes, aren't you?
100%. And if anybody doesn't understand that, the United States military, Jim, in the last 2 years has put cyber war on an equal footing with air, land, and sea battles,
wow.
which have been for thousands of years. They recognize the importance of this. We are in a full-scale conflict with our enemies who have no interest in doing anything but causing this country and our
and
allies.
There's really no way to negotiate with them, right? Because they don't. Their motivations are evil. And dominating. They don't want to be anybody's partner. They want to dominate, don't they?
Yes, they do. They reject the Western way of life.
Yeah.
They reject the position of the United States of America as the dominant military and economic power. And we are in a transformative period of change and shift. And a lot of this is coming from what you talk about, the digitization of the globe,
mm-hmm.
the digital leverage we're living under, and the lack of international standards of morals and ethics to govern this, Jim.
Right. That's what's missing, isn't it? There's no discussion of ethics in the development of technology, even by the good people, the people who you and I admire for what they're doing. They're still not installing ethical considerations into their technology, are they?
They are not, Jim. And one of the problems, and you know, you and I've talked, I've worked in and out of Silicon Valley for 40 years, one of the issues has been, I call it the agnosticism of technology in Silicon Valley.
Mm-hmm.
People instill things. Their goal is to even either make a personal fortune or to create the next big technology thing. Very rarely in 40 years have I ever seen interjected into any of those thoughts in building technologies or companies the repercussions of that ethically in any way, shape, mm-hmm. or form. Let's build it, and then let's let it rip.
Right.
That's what we're seeing right now, Jim. Mm-hmm. That's what we're seeing.
So what's the Broadcom Qualcomm issue? Did you agree with the president's decision, which he just made, to not allow Broadcom, which is a Singapore-based company, a huge organization, a company, a corporate eating company, not acquire Qualcomm? Did you agree with that decision?
Jim, I do agree with that particular decision. I've agreed, for instance, with every rejection that the United States government has made of everything Huawei tries to do. Huawei is a company that we know, Frank Wolf, who used to be our representative in Northern Virginia,
right.
The United States was the first guy who ever got onto the Huawei situation because he was talking to a number of us in the tech industry. This is a company that has done everything possible to take over a key competitive spot globally. You cannot, and that's what Congress looked at carefully,
mm-hmm.
you cannot trust that equipment in your systems. And this is on the record in Washington.
Right.
They have
right.
it for 5 years. We've got a whole bunch of situations out there where we cannot afford in the United States or our allies to allow people to take various technology sectors or companies over,
right.
or we will be in a state of
we can't be. We can no longer be naive. We can no longer be weak about this, folks. We have to be on a cyber war footing. And that's what Mike's talking about. We've got more to come after these messages with our good friend Mike Daniels. I'm Jim Blassing. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.